Shalom, saints. Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a privilege to share with you thoughts from scriptures concerning the Word of God, which we all know it's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. This Word is our compass, is the road to our destination, is our map, it's everything that we must incline our hearts to. And I believe as you hear this word, you will be richly blessed in Jesus' name. By way of introduction, my name is Joshua Nice Akpan, and I wish to be sharing with us from the book of Matthew chapter 5, and I'll be reading verse 1. It is quite a well-known read from our youths and also from our schools, from our churches, from our home. We call it the Book of the Beatitude. And indeed, it's a book of blessing, it's a book of pleasing God, it's a book of happiness. Some translation will say, happy are you. Others will say, blessed are you. You know, so it's depends on the translation, but I'll be reading from the King James Version, and it reads from verse 1, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. This is what we term the beatitude. And I would like to look at the first and second beatitude, the poor in spirit and they that mourn. The poor in spirit and they that mourn. To give introduction to this sharing, we must understand the intention of the speaker, that indeed he was speaking to both the multitude that gathered around him and his disciples the thoughts of God that will help them grow and become great to obtain an inheritance in the saints. He wanted them to grow up, he wanted them to be built up, but they must pass through this process as he has laid down. So this is the way God can be pleased with each and every one of us, if we follow these things that Jesus has laid down for us. First, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit. We know that every believer or every child of God who loves God with his whole his heart, he wants to advance from grace to grace, wants to advance from glory to glory. And this is because the love of God has been placed and imputed in our hearts, and he set the pace for us to move as he has orchestrated it, as he has willed and proposed it. God, we know, is very much dynamic. God is not stagnant, he's dynamic, and he wants us to grow. He wants us to be built up. And Paul was making us to understand that when we are built up, in Acts chapter 20 verse 32, that when we are built up, then the word of his grace, which is able to build us up and to give us an inheritance among them which are sanctified. So when we are built up, we are given an inheritance. So as much as we want to obtain this inheritance, we must be built up first to obtain it. He called it the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So it is important that we are built up to obtain the inheritance that God has for us. But we must know that regardless of how far we want to move with God, there is a step to take. We must start with a step. No matter how high we want to climb with God, there is always a step at the bottom of the ladder by which the feeble can climb, because it's close to the ground. And the truth is that every one of us at some one point or the other must be feeble. It's a must. No one can climb a tree from the center or from the top of it. They must start from the ground. When the disciples were shouting, "Oh, Jesus, Master, increase our faith," he did not immediately tell them, "Okay, I will increase it." He said, "At least have the one that will be like a mustard seed. Start with that one first." So we want to look at the beginning of the beatitude, the start of the blessedness of a child of God. Amen. So we see that many of us wants to advance in the gospel of grace into eating meat and strong bones, into perfection. But we should not forget that before we can get into perfection, grow to that point, we must be born as a child. And as a child, God wishes that we enjoy our childhood, even in Christ. Every father waiting at the waiting room, at the reception, waiting for the cry of the baby in the theater, he just wants to hear the cry of the baby. When the baby cries, he rejoices in the cry of his child. So also does God rejoice when we cry out. And that's what the Bible says, "Blessed are they that mourn." What happens? Immediately they are comforted. But when we do not mourn, then the work of the comforter is not there. And when we talk about mourning, we are not talking about when we lose a loved one. We are not talking about when we lose something or someone. But the Bible was looking at the characteristic of a child. Because as much as we want to be great, the disciples of Jesus Christ, they came to Jesus and they asked Jesus, "Who is the greatest among us in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus set a little child in front of them and tell them, for anyone to be the greatest, he must be converted to become as this little child. So for us to attain greatness, the first thing is to begin from childhood, is to become the lowest. A wise man that is building his house and wishes to take the house so high must understand that depth is paramount. He must go so deep. And going deep is not as sweet, as convenient as building up. It's more like you're not making progress, you're retrogressing, going down while you're building your foundation. So every time most people lose their childhood and begin to gain responsibilities, maybe in the church, maybe a position in the church actually, or something else, as a baby in Christ, we don't want to enjoy the childhood. We don't want to cry. We don't want to cry. So, but God is saying, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." But you cannot mourn when you do not recognize your state as a child. So when Jesus was saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," he wasn't referring to literal poverty. Yes, he has said, "The Lord has sent me to preach the glad tidings to the poor." Now, he preached to Joseph of Arimathea, that wasn't poor. He preached to Matthew, who was a tax collector. He was a tax collector. He wasn't poor. Nicodemus was not poor. So he's not talking about the literal poverty. But yet, he was talking about those who are poor in spirit, who needed help in the spirit. For he told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he said, they that are fine, that are well, do not need physician. It is those that are sick that need physician. So God wants us to understand our estate, to understand what we are, then we can humble ourselves for him to come and be our help. Else, we will act as though we do not need help. And that has been the case of many people, especially those who were born in the home of believers. Because we've grown up as with so much morals, we think we do not need help. So we do not desire the sincere milk of the gospel, according to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As Peter said, he said, as babes. So God recognizes babes. As babes desire the sincere milk of the gospel, which is able to make you grow. So there is need for that milk, and we must desire it. A child does not ask for it. When he desires it, there's something he does. He mourns, he cries. And God, who comes as our mother or as our father, will comfort that child, will comfort us by giving us the milk, by giving us water, by giving us the food that we desire, which is a milk. So the first stage of our salvation is very important. We must humble ourselves. The Bible says, broken and a contrite heart, he will not despise. Nothing enriches the spirit as the grace of God. But you must be dependent on God. That's what God needs at the first stage of our walk with him. Now, when he was talking about the poor in spirit, whatever you can think about, you may be looking at a wretched man on the street who doesn't have food, but that's not what the Bible was talking about. The best bet is to look at a child, a newborn, as we've said. When a newborn comes into this world, note the characteristics that newborn child has got. He's blind, he's wretched, he's naked. So indeed, such a child is them poor. He doesn't come into this world with clothing. He doesn't have anything. He's messed up with blood. And so, Brother Abraham said that child, birth is a mess. Also, a new birth is more like a mess. It's not convenient. So that was why God consistently reminded the Jews. He said, say to yourself, say that my father was a Syrian. Yes, my father was a Syrian who was about to perish, who went down to Egypt and sojourned with few and became there a nation and great, mighty and populous. How did they become great, mighty and populous? Because God assisted them. Because but their father was a Syrian about to perish. Oh, I'm the son of Abraham. That Abraham was a Syrian about to perish. So God wants us, regardless of what we are, we should remember. He was telling them in Ezekiel chapter 16 as well that they should remember where they came from. That they were, when they came from the birth of their nativity in the land of Canaan, they were so poor. They were born, their navel was not cut, they were not washed in the blood, the blood was not washed out of them. They were just there, rejected. He, God, found them. And the same thing is telling the church, even in the Laodicea today,
the anger that God has got for them is because they say that they don't need anything. Just as we say we don't need anything, we do need him. But yet they are poor, they are wretched, they are miserable, they are blind, they are naked. If only we can recognize what God is doing for us, we must first of all deny whatever we think we are and look up to him. Then we can say that we are poor in spirit and ours is the kingdom of heaven. Then truly we can mourn, we can cry out, "Oh, wretched man that I am," as Paul did say. May the Lord bless us as we begin our walk with God. Let us look back once again. As we advance, let us look back and see that indeed we enjoyed the childhood that we had with him as we advance to maturity in Christ. The Lord bless you richly in Jesus' name.